I would like to take this opportunity to welcome His Grace Mahaprabhu, because according to the culture established by Mahaprabhuji at Khar, there are two types of people who are welcome: those who come for the first time and those who come after a long time. So Mahaprabhuji is coming to give the Bhagavatam class after a long time. We were insisting, but out of humility, Prabhuji feels you are all scholars here, what should I speak? But every word that comes from his heart is deep, deep realization of the philosophy out of practical application for over 40 years now. And Mahaprabhuji's speciality is being in legal profession for practically whole life. When he preaches, he doesn't quote shlokas. When he catches someone, he says, "So, according to BG 18.66, you have to surrender." And by the way, the process of surrender is according to BG 313, you have to offer the food. And according to 926, you have to, it doesn't matter even if it is a flower or a fruit or little water. So the person legally has to accept Krishna consciousness. Otherwise he realizes he is an illegal person in the eyes of Krishna. So we are very, very happy and really fortunate that Prabhuji on a rainy day has come to give us shelter by coming here, and we only hope and pray that Prabhuji keeps coming more regularly so that we can also regularly welcome him and not welcome him anymore either as a newcomer or as a coming after a long time. He is one of the pillars, I would say, of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath's development, and therefore we would like to express our gratitude to Prabhuji in our regular style. Hrivo! 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 His Grace Mahaprabhu ki.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Verse 17, Test 17. Actually, up till now, whatever we have studied up to 9th Canto is all preparation for Lord to appear in this age of Kali Yuga. Now here I will read first sloka 17, test 17. Bhumira Bhumira Drapta Narapa Vyaja दैत्यानिक सतायुतः अक्रांता भूरिभारेण ब्रह्मान शरणं ययो. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Once, when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes of various conceited demons, dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Purport. When the world is overburdened by unnecessary military arrangement, and when various demons, kings, are the executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhartah avithyana dharmasya tadatmi sarjamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principle, O descendant of Bharat, and a prominent rise of irreligion, at that time I appear myself. When the residents of the earth become atheistic and godless, they descend to the state of animals like cats, dogs and hogs, and thus their only business is to bark among themselves. This is dharmasya glani, deviation from goal of life. Human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. But when people are godless and the presidents and kings are unnecessarily polluted up with the military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Nowadays, therefore, it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atom weapons to prepare for Third World War. Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the head of the states. The real business of a chief executive is to see that the happiness of the mass of people by training Krishna consciousness in different division of life. Chatur Varnam Maya System Guna Karma Vibhag Se, Bhagavad Gita 4:13. A leader should train the people as Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra and engage them in various occupational duties, thus helping them progress towards Krishna consciousness. Instead, however, rogues and thieves in the guise of protector arrange for voting system, and in the name of democracy they come in power by hook and crook and exploit the citizens. Even long ago, Asura person, devoid of God consciousness, became the head of state. And now, that is happening again. The various states of the world are preoccupied with arrangement of military strength. Sometimes they spend 65% of the government revenue for this purpose. But why should people's hard-earned money be spent in this way? Because of the present world situation, Krishna has descended in the form of the Krishna conscious movement. This is quite natural, for without Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. So we can see here, Lord Krishna advent of Lord Krishna, this is the chapter, text 17. In this translation, there are three very important words: Mother Earth and demons dress in kings and approach Lord Brahma for relief. I'll come later on these three, very important, because how the world is taking Bhagavatam at this time and how people are manipulating Bhagavatam, and they are not able to understand the meaning of anything, and that's why there is chaos in the total society and total world. When we come to purport of this, Srila Prabhupada said, first, atheistic people, they are like animals. They are worse than animals, actually. The animals have some system. Human beings don't follow one system. And then in this particular purport, Prabhupada has mentioned 4 times. The only solution is, 4 times he has mentioned in this small purport, the purpose of human life is to take Krishna consciousness at one place. Another place Prabhupada said, leaders, real leaders are those people, their business is to train people for Krishna consciousness. And then in this purport Prabhupada said, Krishna has appeared here, descended in the form of Krishna conscious movement. And lastly, he said, this is quite natural, for without Krishna consciousness movement, the world cannot be peaceful and happy. 4 times he has said about the importance of the Krishna conscious movement at this time in this world. I was reading book of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and after reading that book I was so much confused, particularly this section, this sloka itself, and immediately I thought, no, I don't know even arithmetic and this is algebra. Just like a child, if you tell a child you have 2 mango, and if you give 1 mango to your friend, how many mango will remain? No, why should I give mango? We will not give answer even. Why should I give mango? I need mango. This is the way, you see, if you ask the child, see, when he is not in position to understand 2 minus 1, he is not able to reply, then how you expect that child arithmetic, he is not understanding, how he will understand the algebra? When you ask, if you have 3 and you have to give 7 to somebody, what is the result? Our algebra will say -4. How will understand? When we are not in position to understand Bhagavad Gita, that what, we are not this body, we are soul. And we have not reached to that stage, it is very difficult for us to understand what is Bhagavatam. That's why Srila Prabhupada has asked us to read Bhagavad Gita very thoroughly. And after understanding Bhagavad Gita only, when we are ready and willing to surrender to Krishna and follow his instruction, because Krishna is not some ordinary person. He clearly said, janma karma chame devyam jovyati tatvata tatva deyam punarjanmastu arjuna. Nobody can understand his janma and karma. How can we understand it?
Even Indra was not able to understand. Even Brahma was not able to understand. And they created problem. How we can understand Krishna's pastime? And that's why, because people, this is total society. You'll excuse me. They may be highly educated people. But if they are not ready and willing to surrender to Krishna or God, they are all demons. These are Prabhupada's words. They may be highly educated, but if they don't understand who is God, and that the people have given their own interpretation. That's why there are 600 commentary of Bhagavad Gita. And you ask them, what is the purpose of life? Till Srila Prabhupada has given us this Bhagavad Gita, people were so much confused. This Bhagavad Gita is the simplest possible book. Very simple. Surrender to Krishna. Very simple method is stated in Bhagavad Gita in 4 sloka. But people have made so complicated. They actually, these so-called Brahmins by caste, they actually told people, no, Bhagavad Gita don't keep at your home. This will create fighting between brothers or family people. Better to read Ramayana. And that's the way we were misguided. We were misguided by sadhus. Not by sadhu, real sadhu. Not Chaturvarnam Maya system, Gunakarmabhuga, as Prabhupada said. Not by Brahman. Caste Brahman. What type of Brahman? They call themselves Brahmai by birth. Just like somebody start calling doctor because his father was a doctor. And that has created havoc in the total society and Sanatana Dharma and Vedic literature. These people, they quoted Shastra and they made business by sacrificing animals. Though there was a procedure, but by that procedure, the life of animal gets elevated. Or he will come to the animal will come to the human form of life. But these people, without understanding anything, they were start making money and killing animals. What were the result? There were two religions by the outcome of these people. And that was both the religion and Jain religion. Created from the by the mistakes of the so-called Brahmins. And some people took advantage of this also. Actually, it's very unfortunate thing happened in our country. We were sometime in the British people ruled us, Mughals ruled us, and they have some agenda. Their only agenda was to convert people. And they somehow or other started reading something from our books, from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavatam, from Mahabharata, and telling people, oh, these people have 33 crores devtas. What do you think? God should be only one. What this churning ocean, what is this? These are all mythology. Krishna picking up Govardhan. What is this? Anybody can pick up Govardhan and left hand finger? Ram creating, going to Lanka, creating something, making a bridge. So they created, these people, they made a total institution to find out certain things. from our Vedic literature and tell people and convert them to Muslim or Christians. It was total propaganda. And because of that propaganda, the total brain is completely washed. The total education. When I was in sixth standard means I was about 11 year old. Means 64 year before, and I'm running 75. You know what was the book given to me for reading? Sanatan Dharma Ki Akhyayikaye, means stories about Vedic literature. Only stories. It means you have not to believe them. You just read them. Krishna pick up Govardhan Hill or Ocean, the Samudra Manthan. These are all stories. Just hear them. Nothing to do within our life. It was so much badly manipulated. And what happened? You see, if you go another religion, they say, you read Bible, you read Quran. These are law books. Let anybody make any comment on Bible or Quran. But anybody can say anything about Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or Ramayana or anything. Nobody will care. And that is why when I said in the beginning that when we are talking Mother Earth, going to Brahma, actually, I have forgotten to tell you, when I was reading that book of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I was confused. So I say I'm not going to, particularly this section itself, this slok itself. Then I understood one very important thing. In Bible it is said, there are many more things I want to tell you, but the time and place is not permitting me to do so, and you will not be able to bear it. You will not be able to understand it. And that I understood. It doesn't mean that Christ was not knowing. He was knowing everything. But he knew the capacity of the people that they will not understand it. That's why Prabhupada ji has given us very simple explanation. So that we can understand. And that's why he's asking us, only Krishna conscious movement is hope for this world. Education without Krishna consciousness creating demons. So I immediately thought that this though Christ was knowing everything, he has not told. Srila Prabhupada was knowing everything. Because it's such a thing that I'm not going to mention even that. Though I have read it and I really like it, I wanted to mention it. But I said, no, Prabhupada has not mentioned it, I'm not going to mention it. Then how we have been fooled. You see, when I was doing my Sahitya Ratna, I read one book. Name of the book was by National Poet. Name of the book was Madhusala. Madhusala means where you sell drink, you know, intoxication. And you know what was the sentence? Mandir Masjid Bair Karate Mail Karati Madhusala. They are Rashtra Kabi. These are very important people. And they are giving this type of philosophy. How? It's just like I quote something from Govinda Prabhu mentioned, you know, what was that book, you know, in Marathi. This you know, our actually I have Mrityunjaya, just see now. You know, old people forget things. You have to just correct. You will come to know that afterwards. Now, Mrityunjaya has nothing to do. But Bhat, Ved Vyasa has said. But people who are so much brainwashed that they want to read Mrityunjaya. They are not interested in Bhagavatam or Mahabharata. One Gujarati poet has written some book. Because you see, you have to go with the original author. Original author is Ved Vyas. Nobody wants to follow Ved Vyas. And such type of people are misguiding the society. And he is telling, when Draupadi was disrobed, Karna closed his eyes. On the contrary, Ved Vyas is saying, no, Karna said, bring this lady naked. Now, you have to understand what Ved Vyas said. But these people, they write commentary. Just like people write commentary on Bhagavad Gita, commentary on Mahabharata, commentary on all the books, they are writing commentaries without going to the original source. And that has created total havoc in the society. Practically, those people who are not ready and willing to follow the instruction of Lord, Dharmam tam sakshat bhagavat prinita, Krishna tu bhagavan syam. Whatever Krishna has said, that is dharma. Not what this man is saying and that man is saying. So Krishna has given us some instruction to us, and those instructions, if we are ready and willing to follow, as is stated in the sloka, so Mother Earth, demons, the definition of demons, you see, Srila Prabhupada was giving lecture in 1975 in Chicago. And Mr. Moji, police officer, he was very much impressed by Srila Prabhupada and seeing how you can change the life of so many people. They were drunkards, LSD they were taking. And Prabhupada said to Mr. 75, to police officer Moji, if human beings are not given facility to learn about God, they remain on the level of cats and dogs only. And then he clarified a little more clearly, even if a person is very educated but has no faith in God, he is called demon. And today, with due respect to some scientists, they don't believe in all ever anything, and they call it all mythology. Mythology. Mythology, you see the dictionary meaning of mythology? Stories without any basis. So we have been fooled. That's why we doubt everything. Oh, Mother Earth, she became cow? How Mother Cow, Mother became cow? Since she goes to Brahma and Brahma picked up all the demigods and go to Kshirsagar, and there Kshirsagar, they meet Vishnu, and Vishnu made certain announcement, he will come. Our base is wrong. How we will understand? People will say these are all mythology. Because our foundation has gone so deeply corrupted. And then, so this, we are in this scientific age, like, and we know these type of people now, Hiranyakashipu, Kansa, Ravan, they became actually, so Prabhupada very clearly said here, long ago, Asura person, devoid of God consciousness, became the head of the states. So these Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, how they became? Says, just like you see in parliament last year, I was told, the Nautonki Gaddi in parliaments, you can purchase ministers. This was in parliament. What type of people are becoming ministers? The only hope, that's why Prabhupada mentioning four times here, only hope for this world is Krishna conscious movement. People who are spending money, clearly Prabhupada says, 65% of national income they are spending for defense. What they are going to do out of it? So we have to, our duty is single-handedly Prabhupada spread this movement throughout the world. Though it was made prophecy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nagar Prati Gram Sarvatta Prachar Hoya Muranam. It is going, just like Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, you are only Nimitta Matra. Just see, they are already dead. I want to give you credit because you are my devotee. So the Krishna conscious movement is going to spread over around the world, is already gone, and it will go. Nagar Prati Gram Sarvatta Prachar Hoya Muranam. Everywhere people will know about the Krishna. But we become Nimitta Matra, provided we are ready and willing to give the correct philosophy to the people. People are waiting. People are hankering. People are so much cheated by so many people. They were cheated by politicians. They were cheated by the teachers. They were cheated by even their own family people. What homely people are teaching us? Beta, study. After getting study, no question of anything is spiritual. After getting study, you get job, get married, get children, get them educated, become Kailash. So, and the end of the life, everybody will become dog. That is the story of Kailas. I'm not going to say because time is so less. So, we have been told today? Who is teaching us? Who is guiding us? Throughout life we are studying, suppose 25 years of life, we are studying. What we are studying? So that we can earn money. As Devamis Swami said, this total, people are planning for economic development. But Bhagavatam clearly said, you are already programmed according to your past karma, why the hell you are wasting your time? It doesn't mean that we have not to study. But there is a limit. You cannot earn more than whatever you already been destined. So, what is required to be done? Balance your life. Do your work and be satisfied whatever you are given by the Lord. Whatever is given, that is your prarabdha. Some people get in that 8 hours more, some get millions. So be satisfied by that. So here, Srila Prabhupada said, here, yada yada dharmasya glani. When dharmasya glani, what is dharma? Dharma is not this Hindu-Muslim. Dharma is being defined by Srila Prabhupada in his lecture. The real nature. Dharma is not faith. Faith one can change. Today I am Hindu. And some people got, you know, when they wanted to have second wife, they became Muslim. So I become Muslim. And there is a mutha marriage in English, Muslim. They can give divorce after giving something to the person, whatever has been agreed at the time of marriage. So they can divorce also and then become Christian. So faith you can change, religion you cannot change. What is religion? Religion means real nature of the person. Real nature, our nature is to serve Lord. Or Srila Prabhupada said, today people have forgotten religion completely and they think their religion is sense gratification. There is nothing like religion. They have forgotten their religion. Only sense gratification is religion. And that sense gratification will make them not the human being, animal in the next life. So what is the purpose of human, means the, you know, human purpose of the human life? We have to understand and how to make Krishna people Krishna conscious. Making people Krishna conscious, Srila Prabhupada has given very simple methods. Krishna has appeared in the name, in his name. And it's a very, if Krishna is waiting for us, if we are ready and willing to follow his instruction. Waiting, he is unemployed. Krishna is just waiting if somebody is chanting and he will take him back, personally to back to Godhead. I give you two story, little story you have heard many times. When Ajamil, he was actually very good Brahman. He was helping his father. But by bad association, he became demon. And, but because, just see now, because previously he was a devotee rendering services, he has gone to collect from flowers for his father. Because he was a devotee, Lord gave, though he got that prostitute at his home, but Lord gave him, Ishvara Sarvabhutana Hridayasya Adantrishati, Lord is not something he is going to cheat us. He, Lord knew very well, this one has done some service to me. So he gave intelligence to him and by that he gave name to his son Narayan. And at the time of death, just see Lord, how merciful Lord is. At the time of death, when Yamdut was there and they were taking him out, Yamdut were taking Ajamil out at that time, he remembered his son, not Narayan, his son whose name was Narayan. Narayan! Narayan! And immediately Vishnudet came. Lord is waiting. If you have rendered some service to me at any time, I am going to help you. Our Lord came there. See the second story of Abnam, this Gajendra. See, Gajendra, in the previous life, time is getting over. I have got so much literature. Anyhow, cut short. Gajendra, you know, when he was cursed, previous life, he was Indradhamna. He retired, gone, doing tapasya, and big Mahatma. He was meditating like Parikshit Maharaj. When he came at that time, Parikshit Maharaj, in the curse was, means when he, Parikshit was not taken care. So this Mahatma, he got very angry and he cursed him. You are sitting like elephant, become elephant. And you see the greatness of these great people. Without saying, why you are cursing me, I have not seen you. Just like Chitraketu, when he was cursed by mother, Parvati. Okay, mother, I am accepting your curse. Without justifying, without any explanation. Okay, I accept. And he becomes Vritasur. And telling Indra at the battlefield, you go on rotting in this material world. I am going before you back to Godhead. When this Gajendra, when he was cursed to become elephant, and finally he came in the clutches of a crocodile. But see, Lord is so merciful. Lord is sitting in the heart of that elephant, and he is searching in the opportunity. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridayasya Jantishthiti. Searching opportunity. He is sitting, tell me what can I do to you for you. And at that time, he could remember the sloka which he was chanting when he was Indradhamna, when he was sitting for tapasya. He remembered that. And Lord immediately came. Even Garud was not ready. He came without Garud. Garud came afterwards. He chopped off the head of crocodile. He is waiting. Kunte pratijaniye na mai bhakta pranashati. Declare to the world, I will take care of my devotee. He is promising, I will give what you lack, I preserve what you have. Then why? The only difficulty we are facing is that we have been completely brainwashed by total society, politicians, family people, teachers, and Srila Prabhupada is asking us that only hope is that this Krishna conscious movement. Believe me, I'm telling you, wherever I go, last month I was in Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, people are so much, particularly I tell you, not in the way of big lectures. It's all right, you can talk big lectures. But if you talk one-to-one to the people, their life will change completely. They feel nobody had told us all these things. Because once they understand that you haven't got hidden agenda and you are conveying the message and you are telling to the people that by this method millions of people, their life is changed. These hippies, dammaro dam people, they have become Vaishnav. And by their mercy, we have got 700 temples around the world. And we are working hard throughout 24 hours, 7 days. And we are not able to meet two ends on low. And everybody is miserable. It doesn't mean we are telling them that you become sadhu. But why become Krishna conscious? You get the mercy of the Lord so you can tolerate the mercy, misery of this material world. Otherwise, there is no other way but to commit suicide. That's happening in the world. I tell you one little story before time gets over. One story of Ramanujacharya. At Rama, I don't know whether you have heard it, but anyhow, it may, I can repeat it also, because Krishna is teaching us how we can become Krishna conscious. So in Ramanujacharya time, one person, his name was Somayaji. He was the person who was a wonderful singer. And he was singing in a Neelakota, correct? Bardaraj by the Melakota. Lord Bardaraj. Whenever this man, Somayaji, will sing, Lord Bardaraj will come and dance. Lord will come from the altar. Now people will say, what is this? All mythology? This is a real story at the time of Ramanujacharya. This is from in his book. It is written, you can read it. So finally this he came to know, Somayaji came to know, okay, Lord is very pleased with Ramanujacharya. So he requested Ramanujacharya one day, will you please find out? You are already, your disciple, you are all going to back to Godhead. Please tell me, what will be my position? When I'll get, you know, rid of cycle of birth and death? So, he has gone, Ramanujacharya has gone with, on the request of birth, this Somayaji, and ask Lord, please, because you always come and dance whenever he is singing. So he's asking, what will be the, what is his fate? And Lord says he will take lot of time. Just like the story of cobbler and Narad Muni and Brahman. So he says, why I will take lot of time? Whenever I start singing, Lord comes from the stage and he starts dancing whenever I sing. Why I take? He said, yes. I had something of mine. Suppose I'm a lawyer. And in the beginning of the career of mine, all GVCs, gurus, this, sannyasis, and several things, sometimes I will tell you have to do like this, and there is no way, this is the only way. And I was trustee or chairman or so many things. And now I may save, and they follow me because I'm in that position. Now, being position does not mean that I'm going to back to Godhead. This Lord said, when Ramanujacharya said that when he will go to back to Godhead, says he will take a lot of time. The why? Tell him that my contract with him was, he was singing and I was dancing. So there is no question of he had made any spiritual progress. Our contract was, he was asked this singing and I was dancing. If he wants to go back to Godhead, he has to surrender to a guru. Until unless he is ready and willing to surrender to guru, he will not go to back to Godhead. Tell him. And then Somayaji, when Ramanujacharya told him, Somayaji immediately surrendered to Ramanujacharya. They were colleagues, friends. So sometimes we may think we are in a very good position. People do things whatever I say. But it doesn't mean that it has anything to do with spiritual life. Until unless we are ready and willing to surrender. And that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Surrender to me. Follow my instruction. Surrender means follow whatever the way Lord has asked us to do the things. And the end, time is over. Finish. I can cut it. Otherwise, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said something very wonderful, but we keep it for some next time. 2 minutes. Okay. So Tamalkrishna Goswami Maharaj giving class in Fiji. I know. And that film I must have shown to the people hundreds of times. I was having one projector. God, demigod and incarnation. I don't know whether you feel that film is still there and you can see. People should see that film, actually, if you have not seen. That film, and I must have seen hundreds of times. Because wherever I was going, taking that small projector and showing them the film. And after Goswami Maharaj has said that if you, he mentioned everything about so-called gods and, who were making, ashes and gulab jamu and all that thing. Just like Deva Miswami said in IIJJ, very heavy, that India is the greatest terrorist country in the world. Everybody got shocked, JJ college students. What do you have? Yes, you are manufacturing gods here who haven't got any six quality which Parasarvuni has given. None of these quality, these so-called rascal gods have got, and you are exporting them out of India, and they are spoiling the life of millions of people around the world. So if some people have killed 3,000 people in World Trade Center, you are making big terrorist. Are you people are terrorist. You are making these rascals, gurus who haven't got any quality of God. You make them, Bhagwan, and export them, and they are spoiling the life. Tamalkrishna Maharaj said, after telling the total God, demigod, incarnation and everything, he said, I guarantee you, if you follow these four principles, and I also speak like that only. Now I've controlled myself a little bit, trying to control. If you follow these four regulative principles, very simple four principles, which everybody knows. Four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly. With a humble mood, you render some services to the devotees. He said, in 1 year time, your life will completely change for better. And I am ready to put bet of $10,000. This is a very scientific. The Hare Krishna movement is scientific movement. Just like H2O. You mix water, particular quantity, hydrogen and oxygen. Water should come. Bhakti should come. Gyan and Bhairagya must come. It has to come. Otherwise, he says, I am ready to put bet of $10,000. And you have not to prove. You come and tell me, it's not work. I'll give you $10,000. Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.